Well, Brad, as we look what's going on in the markets today, I mean, you got some decent rains last week. We're getting some rains here today. Western folks think they're sitting pretty good. The folks to the east, though, they feel like you need to maybe hand them a Kleenex or two.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm sympathetic. I've felt that a number of times. I think more often than the other way around, where we sit out here in the west and we feel like we missed a couple of important rains, and you know, where and nobody seems in Chicago seems to care if the far western part of the Corn Belt has got a less than perfect deal, and you know, so now this year it seems like it's a little closer to Chicago proper, and you know, these wet spots here and there continue to get quite a bit of publicity now. I have not been there. I've talked to a number of people who are there, who live there, farmers, friends of mine, people that have traveled to it, and it's ironic. I can hear two different things on someone that's been on the exact same road. You know, one goes, oh, my goodness, there's a lot. Oh, boy, it's just a wreck. And the next guy, well, yeah, well, here and there is a few little wet spots, but, boy, the rest of it looks great. You know, so I think the market's having a harder time with this too wet analysis than it is on a drought deal, where either it's dry and a lot of it's, you know, it's all affected. You know, so I would say the people out east, or people that are tuned into the too wet angle, they're in that you know, 160, 161 guess for what the crop, they think the crop's going to ultimately end up being for an average yield. Some of the other people out here in the west would probably adhere closer to the last one that the USDA used, which is up in that 166 range. To me, the market trades very poor. And you look back at the whole, it got too wet to finish beans. The funds got long. The funds are still long a bunch. And now the market's all the way back to almost where it started. I feel as though the market's pretty vulnerable. We might get a tiered market where the east has got a better basis than it does in the west. I don't see that that's particularly bullish. I don't know. I think we test the lows. I'm afraid we take them out before this thing's all said and done, Susan.
Well, you know, we've got the influence of that August 12th report coming out. But my wonder is, because this weather and everything's been so focused in that Chicago area, shall we say, is that having an influence at all? Because they're looking out their windows and just kind of not looking beyond the windows? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I think that is I think that that's part of it. I think in the era now of electronic trading, where you don't quite have that, you know, Chicago being the hub of where, you know, the old saying was, well, if it rained on LaSalle Street, which is the address of the Board of Trade, the market would go down. You know, but I still think that there is some element of that within the marketplace as well. I should mention, too, that there's a little bit of a macro issue here with the marketplace, and that's maybe not just particular to only corn or beans, but concerns about what's happening overseas globally with various economies, and particularly and especially China's, the strength in the U.S. dollar here again today. You know, maybe one might actually say that, you know, corn down three with the dollar doing what it's doing and with, you know, generally favorable weather, it probably is a victory, actually, in my opinion.